What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Mater Private. Trusted experts in orthopedic spine, eye, cancer, and cardiology.
This is News Talk.
I'm 54 now, 48, 49. I had this like sort of anxiety, foggy brain, aching joints, tired, lethargic, no oomph in me anymore. I was just a bit like, oh, I just kept going to the doctor crying, going, is this life? Just give me some antidepressants. That's, you know, that's all I was thinking of. Because in my whole world, I'd never heard the word perimenopause. I'd never really heard them say postmenopause. It was something that I had no knowledge of whatsoever, not even a little bit. The little bit was you didn't have a period, and you might have had a hot flush. Now, that's the only two things that I could write next to the word menopause. Now, I can write 34 symptoms next to the menopause. And I just was like flabbergasted that there was none of this information out there. I just decided that this was going to be my mission because it's not out there. It should be out there. And I'm going to make it be out there. And I don't want any other woman to have to suffer like me. 18 million women in the UK are going through the menopause today.
That's the voice of Meg Matthews there, the woman who inspired Wonderwall when she married Noel Gallagher of Oasis. She's written a new book called The New Hot, Taking on the Menopause with Attitude and Style. And she was speaking to Claire McKenna on Alive and Kicking here on News Talk at the weekend. World Menopause Day was marked in recent days, and new research has revealed that just 40% of women discuss the symptoms of menopause with their healthcare professional. 37% of women don't talk to anyone about the symptoms that they're going through. So the taboo around this is absolutely massive. And surely it's time we had a proper conversation about it. Dr. Deirdre Lundy is coordinator for sexual and reproductive health courses at the Irish College of General Practitioners. She's a women's health expert and she's an expert in menopause. Deirdre, you're infinitely more qualified than I am to talk about this, so I'm really glad you're here. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me, Jonathan. I'm delighted.
When you look at this, I mean, from the male perspective, which is pointless, it is what Meg Matthews said, hot flushes and your period stop. But there's a whole load of other things that even women don't discuss. Why is that?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. And it's obviously not just Irish women, because Meg Matthews is British and she's talking about a British woman's experience. I'm not 100% sure why. I've lost all perspective because, you know, working in the field that I do, living in the family that I do, that we don't have any topics that can't be discussed, as you can imagine. But in other people's homes, anything that has to do with personal stuff, cycles, periods, vaginas, these are just words that don't get used. It's quite heartbreaking.
Yeah, but is that just something that has crept into society? And even women, possessors of all of the things that you've just described, even they feel uncomfortable to talk about it, not just to their contemporaries, but to their doctors, to their healthcare professionals.
Well, I think that's fed by two issues. First of all, there's embarrassment and reticence on the part of the ladies, no question about it. And you do sometimes have to pull symptoms out of people. There are particularly things to do with the genitals. Like, I could do a full menopause consultation, but if I don't mention libido and sexual performance, if I don't mention urinary dribbling, you know, incontinence, they won't volunteer it because those words don't come tripping off the tongue necessarily. But the other aspect, and this is something that I'm very involved in, is that it's not uncommon for some women to mention problems, intimate problems like that, just to be told, well, that's just natural. You'll just have to put up with that, you know, do some mindfulness. You'll be grand in a year, you know, that kind of absolute garbage.
Yeah.
And all of the associated mental problems that come with bottling things up. We've never really gotten over the bottling things up approach in this country and hope that it'll work out at some stage in your later years. The main question I have to ask you right now, Deirdre, is what age can this start? Because there's women listening now who are probably saying, well, I'm way too young to experience anything of the menopause. But the menopause doesn't happen on a Tuesday and you were fine on the Monday. It is something that can gradually build up, is my understanding.
So it's a process more than event. The word menopause is from the Greek and it means the last day of the last period that a woman will ever have. But we don't use that term correctly. We use it to describe the collection of symptoms, lots of them physical, but lots of them psychological, mental, that can let you know that you're losing your fertility and your ovaries are starting to kind of turn down hormone release. And it falls into categories. So women who are in their middle to late 40s would be the typical age group that should expect some or other degree of symptom. Now, lots of women have mild symptoms in that age and they don't need health care. They might turn to over-the-counter products or get advice from their pharmacist. But a significant amount will have really impactful symptoms and they'll go on for 7 to 10 years, longer in about a third of cases. Women under 45 can experience menopause symptoms, and we consider that early, and they can be worse when you're young. And anybody who's under 40 who's going through menopausal symptoms, and there are a small number of women who do, that's considered premature ovarian loss or premature ovarian failure. And that is actually a disease state and needs to be addressed and corrected immediately. So it depends on your age, I guess, you know.
Yeah. I mean, the other suggestion that is out there is it looks like there's a pill for that, or there's some kind of tablet, some hormonal treatment, and that'll right the ship. Is that the only solution that is available?
No. So there's a huge spectrum of symptoms. There's a huge spectrum of how severe the symptoms are. And thankfully, there's a huge spectrum of how we approach. So for somebody who's under 40 and has got an unnaturally young loss of hormone, there's no hesitation. Of course, we're going to give them hormones, because to not do so would put those young women at extremely high risk of heart disease, heart ischemic disease, osteoporosis, colorectal cancer, and a bunch of other avoidable diseases that the hormones would help safeguard against. So for them, it's hormones, no question about it. But say you're a woman who prefers not to use the hormone. Say you have just maybe local vaginal symptoms that as you age, the collagen and the supply of oxygen to the vaginal tissues becomes interrupted and you can get a lot of vaginal irritation and dryness. There's a whole range of non-hormonal local vaginal moisturizers and lubricants and other products. So we don't always grab the prescription pad and start prescribing, but I think we need to be able to cut our cloth depending on the need of the lady sat in front of us.
I bring the men into this if I can.
Yes, do.
What can the partners do? They will be very aware that this is going on for all the different reasons that they would be aware. Be sympathetic is one thing. Is education probably the most important thing that a man can
that's
do if their partner is going through this?
Yeah, I think that would be a lovely thing, is to actually do some reading, because there's a plethora of information and good information for the most part available online through Twitter, podcasts and the like. The British Menopause Society is probably the gold standard information dissemination office for us in this part of the world. And they have a patient education arm called the Women's Health Concern. And everything that's on that website is wholly reliable and useful in it. And it does address like what life must be like to be a family member, a partner, a child, sibling of someone who's going through quite a rocky menopause, who might not know herself what's wrong with her, who may have reached out to healthcare for help and been told, you know, take a nap, you'll be fine in a year, kind of garbage. And then you could maybe sort of say, weigh into that conversation. I've had menopause consultations where the
the male partner is there. And I really love that. I think it's just so nice. It's okay. So thoughtful.
Well, it might make sense because they're living through the experience in a different way to their partner. One texter says, I started taking nettle syrup on recommendation from a friend. Almost immediately, I started sleeping again. The night sweats stopped. My anxiety reduced and the daily hot flushes went as well. Can't recommend enough, says Tina in Wexford. So nettle syrup is one thing. What are the other top five things that if women are living with it now, they can do?
Tina, God bless you, but unfortunately, I'm a scientist, and sadly, when we do clinical trials on certain therapies to see if, when given blindly, when given to groups of women who don't know what they're taking, if something like nettle syrup has been proven to be equally effective to other treatments, the answer is no. So that's not to say that any individual person mightn't get relief from treatment A, B, or C, but there's a certain amount of placebo in there, in that if you want to get better, you will get better up to a point. So if you are 45, 50, and your symptoms are controlled by nettle syrup, then I am delighted for you. You don't need me. But if you're 35 and you haven't had a period in 6 months, you can forget the nettle syrup. You get your backside into me for advice.
Okay, so follow the medical advice. Yeah. It's always, and for the love of God, there's nothing that you can tell your doctor that they won't have heard before. So don't be afraid in giving that information over. Deirdre, we're out of time. It's a fascinating topic and one which we need to talk more about by the sounds of it. Dr. Deirdre Lundy from the Irish College of General Practitioners, thank you very much for joining us.